Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch into the first hour of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Once again, join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. So, Mark, just got back from standing out all day long at the polls here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It's an off year, which means it's a local municipal election here in beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. And, of course, we've been telling you about how Julia, one of our co-hosts on the program, my girlfriend, is currently running for a city council slot here in Keene. And we stood out there all day long from 8 a.m. till just moments ago.
You know, I always wonder how many votes do you get by standing out there? And how many votes do you get by putting out signs? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I've always wondered.
Just judging by the way people were reacting today, I find that a fine question. Because most of the people, when you're standing there holding a sign by the voting polling or the polling location.
Right, you might as well be a carnival barker as far as they're concerned. They put their heads down, they shuffle their feet away.
Nobody's saying, you know, vote for me. What everyone is saying was, hi, how are you? Good morning, good afternoon. Just nice sort of greetings to get them to look your way. They don't even want to look your way, many of them. Now there are some that do, and they say hello, and they're very nice. And I just thought to myself, if I were walking by a row of people and someone said hello to me or how are you or, you know, good afternoon, I would reciprocate. It wouldn't take more than a fraction of a second. You don't really have to stop in order to do it. But some people seem to, they're just so focused on just going where they're going and doing what they're doing, they don't even notice you.
I don't know. I was taught, and I would consider it, sort of a middle-class American value, is you're scared of hucksters. You're scared of carnival barkers. Mm-hmm. You're scared of people who are out there, they're hawking their wares, as it were. And I don't know why, but to me, when somebody comes up to me, trying to push their product, whatever that might be, it's somewhat confrontational for me.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And I think that that's what it is. I think it's like, oh, I don't want to engage them in the conversation because I've already made up my mind. You know, and I think the vast majority of those people, the octogenarians that were coming to vote today had made up their minds already.
It's probably true. But to be fair, many of them weren't octogenarians. I would say that most of them were.
There were some septuagenarians.
No, I'd say most of them were probably later middle-aged. That's what I would say. Most of the voters were. And some older voters as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very few in their 20s, maybe a little bit more in their 30s, but not by much.
Not by much, no.
So, yeah, no,
I'm making it seem like I was out there all day. I certainly wasn't. You guys were out there for 10 hours or something like that. I was out there for, I put in my hour and a half and I'm gone.
Oh, well, you know, we appreciate everything you do, Mark. But yeah, I think you're right. I think most of those people, they know exactly what it is they're looking for and, you know, what they're there to do. They're probably in a rush. And so they just sort of breeze right past you, and they go do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. So, and you know what? I'm not as drained as I expected to be. Because I've done radio shows. I've done Free Talk Live after having been out at, 4 hours out doing some activism somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been wiped.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why was because there just wasn't a lot of sunlight today. I feel like that sort of, I think that can contribute to just wiping you out.
Okay.
Being out in the hot sun for whatever reason. It's, you're supposed to get good things from the sun, like vitamin D, but I think it also drains you to some extent.
I would agree. If it's hot out, it can sap you.
So 800-259-9231, problems with the webcam, don't know what the problem is, we'll see if we can iron that out. And as always, lots to talk about tonight. So Mark, why don't you start things out? What do we have to start the show?
Well, it sounds like a bit of good news from Nate Anderson over at Arcs. I can't even pronounce the name of this website. Anyway, it's some news from the news desk here at ARSTechnica.com.
Okay.
After running into significant state opposition, the Department of Homeland Security has tried to rescue the controversial Real ID program by backing off provisions of the plan in order to lower costs and reduce privacy concerns. Now the ACLU is claiming that DHS is ditching key standards that will allow Americans to board planes even without a Real ID.
Okay. Right. We can already board planes without an ID, period, so that's nice.
Right, but they were implementing the Real ID so that you wouldn't be able to board planes without a Real ID. And so now they're scrapping that, so according to the ACLU.
Understood.
Anyway, hold on just a second. I've got something weird came up on my screen. DHS held a conference with the states last month to address lingering concerns about the program, according to the ACLU, which talked to participants on the call. DHS announced that the national standards were being relaxed, that real ID wouldn't be required to board planes, and that the deadline for compliance would be extended to 2015 or later.
So, now, the original deadline was 2008. They had passed this legislation back in 2005, and they said, this is it. 3 years from now, every state must be in compliance. And then some of the states' governments came back and said, wait, you want us to do all this, but we don't have money for it. So how can we do all this? And so it wasn't like the states were coming back and, you know, taking a principled pro-liberty stand and saying, no, no national ID. Our citizens won't have it. No, it was just, well, you don't have enough money.
Right.
So, you know, regardless.
It wasn't exactly a rallying cry for liberty.
No.
But
the end result is that many states basically told the feds, hey, flip off. We can't do this. We're not going to do this for you.
Yeah.
And so at this point now, they've extended the deadline 7 more years.
And I'll bet you they're going to have a whole task force of bureaucrats on this this real ID thing for those next 7 years, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
They're going to be pushing papers around.
A blue ribbon panel.
Yeah, they're going to be doing stuff.
Right.
Drinking coffee, eating donuts. I don't know what. In discussions I participated in.
Didn't we predict that, by the way? I believe we predicted it was going to be extended, the deadline for the real ID.
I don't know, but it sounds.
I believe we did.
You know, why would we get rid of it?
That's how government works. It's so easy. As soon as you understand the principles and why government is just so miserable at doing the things it's supposed to do, you know, you can easily predict that whenever a new government program is proposed, it's always going to, A, cost more than it originally was proposed to cost, probably by a factor of 3.
Right.
And also, it's going to take longer to implement than you ever originally expected it to implement. And you can also go out on, this isn't even going out on a limb. It's also going to do more than you originally wanted it to do. And that's not a good thing, okay?
Right.
It's not.
Well, I don't know about more, but it's certainly not going to do the thing that you hoped that it was going to do.
Okay, sure.
Does that make always, sure. Always unintended consequences when it comes to you know, rules like this.
Right.
In discussions I participated in with the Department of Homeland Security, they were asked point blank, "What will happen to states that don't participate?" Said Maine Secretary of State Matthew Dunlop. Maine was the first state to decide that they weren't going to do this. Who was on the call? I'm not sure exactly which call this was, but it sounds like they were on a big conference call. The response was, "Nothing will happen. There will be no penalty. You can still get on a plane." The ACLU, which opposes the plan on civil liberties grounds, says that many changes made since the act was passed nearly negate the original intent of the program. A DHS official told the Washington Times that the changes have been adopted in a spirit of compromise and designed to save the state's money. DHS is at pains to point out that Real ID is not a national identity card program, but
a set of
regulations that direct states
how
Real to create
ID,
their driver's licenses and state ID cards.
Real ID is not a national ID, just like the draft, or just like national service isn't the draft.
Yeah. I think we all know better. You know?
Yeah.
The program mandates digital photos, barcoded information, and more stringent document checks. It directs all states to link their databases with one another. It passed in 2005 as part of a necessary appropriations bill to fund the Iraq War and promoted our own John Stokes to think about faxing a picture of his own backside to Real ID sponsor James Simpson Brenner. The official word is that did not, in fact, happen. Thank goodness. It's a bad thing to fax a picture of your bottom to a representative, they could do something terrible to you. Real ID has spawned outrage in other corners. Groups on both the left and the right of the political spectrum have been up in arms over the privacy implications of the linked databases and the machine-readable information. Many states have been worried by the unfunded cost of the upgrade, which would run into the billions of dollars. I don't know why, but okay. States began defying the feds, passing laws saying that they had no intention of complying with Real ID requirements. The federal government retorted that it was fine, but citizens from those states could not use their driver's license to enter federal buildings or board aircraft.
And now they've changed that.
Yeah.
Hooray! Yep, that's great news. So
Real ID
pretty much off the table at this point. That doesn't mean that your local states won't make their IDs more, you know, cracked down police state style with biometrics and all that. That may still be coming down the road.
Sure.
We're on the way. This is Free Talk Live. are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Ted Anders for Midas, November 6, 2007. Gold, 823.80 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $848.44, $418.10 for half, $209.05 for quarter. That's $848.44, $418.10, and $209.05. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com. HeronOnline.com. That's HeronOnline.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy them, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all and everything in between at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. org. Let's go to the phones, and then we'll tell you, or Mark will be telling us, about entrepreneurs, 15 of them, that didn't need to go to college. We talk about college a lot on this show, well, not a lot, but from time to time. And it's important to realize that not everybody has to go there to be successful.
Mm.
We'll get to that. But first, let's talk to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KGEZ. What's up?
Hey, guys. Actually, I'm listening on my cell phone tonight because you don't come on until 6 here, Alex.
Oh, thank you. You're right about that. You're right. We'll get that third hour in there at some point, or rather, I guess, our first hour, technically. What's on your mind?
I sure hope so. But anyway, I know maybe I'm old-fashioned. All I have is a cell phone. I don't have a computer and stuff like this, but I'm old.
Oh, and it doesn't sound like he has very good cell phone coverage either. Jeremy, are you still there? Jeremy,
I'm here. Going,
hello. Go ahead. Try again.
Yeah, I'm just saying, does anybody out there have a number for...
Oh, I don't know. 411? Goog 411? I used that, by the way, today. It was so cool. They're not a sponsor or anything. It's just that they've got the coolest services. The Google 411 program?
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
You've actually told me about it, and I have it. It's 800-GOOG-411.
Right.
And it only works on businesses, not individuals.
That is correct.
And
well, they're probably going to get to the individuals, but they're doing the business part first.
Yeah, and, you know, it makes sense. When it comes to businesses, they can advertise. People can't.
It's a handy thing, man. Just to explain what it is, you call 800-GOOG-411, and it's free. So normally if you've got a cell phone, for instance, and you dial 411, they charge you like a buck to call 411. I mean, it's really expensive to call 411.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's like $5.45 to call.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And so Google's is free.
Mm-hmm.
It's a toll-free number, number one, so the call is free. I mean, it's going to cost you minutes if you have a cell phone, but no big deal. And the actual call is free, and the service is free. You don't have to sign up or anything. It's so cool. We needed to order pizza today because we were out at the polling location holding signs all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to call in an order for pizza. One of us was going to go pick it up, and so I picked up the phone. I didn't know the number for the pizza place. Picked up the phone, called 800-GOOG-411, and if it asks you where you are, you tell them the city and state, and then you tell them what you're looking for. If you know the name of the business, you say that. If you just know the category, like pizza, you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the voice recognition software going on, so it understands what you say, and boom. First try, the exact store I was looking for came right up, and then they don't even give you the number. You can get the number if you want, but they'll just connect you. They'll just put you right through.
I've had some satisfactory results and some less than satisfactory results with it. Now, admittedly, it was free, which is real nice, but I can't remember what I said at like restaurant, and I got an auto mechanic's place or you know, whatever. But admittedly, the place that I was calling on doesn't, you know, the town that I in New Hampshire that I was calling on doesn't have many restaurants anyway. So
there you go. All right. So 800-259-9231. Let's talk entrepreneurs, Mark. 15 of them. Who are they? And why are we talking about them?
Okay. From college-startup.com. How many times were you told to make sure you worked hard in high school so that you go to college and get a good career job? Okay, maybe not all of you.
Over and over again.
Yeah. Maybe not all of you got nagged about it, but probably a good portion of today's generations of adults did. It's natural to wonder whether college is really necessary. A college degree, as many have found, is no guarantee of a good career. On the flip side, there are many successful entrepreneurs who didn't need their college education and became millionaires anyway. Here are 15 of them. Both contemporary and from the past, in alphabetical order.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, I don't want to make...
from Wendy's.
He probably is on there.
Okay.
I don't want to...
Bill Gates.
Would you stop? I've got a statement on colleges here. I don't want to make it seem like we think that colleges should go away or anything like that.
Oh,
but
no,
I do sort of think that too many kids go to college and... You know,
unnecessarily.
Right, unnecessarily. The statistics are, if you go to college, you'll make more money. But I want to know, if you take out the professions, lawyers, doctors, architects, engineers, those people.
Yeah, what about the kids that got the music degree or the...
Yeah, a music degree, a sociology degree, communications degree, liberal arts degree,
yeah.
Political science, those kids.
Sociology.
Even MBAs, not necessarily an MBA, but a bachelor's in business. What is... that going to do for
not
you,
sure.
I wonder. I think you could learn more from reading the E-Myth than, that stuff. Anyway.
What's that? It's a book?
It's a book.
Okay.
But there are plenty of business books out there, and you'll learn
about
it.
Oh, you better believe it.
Number one, coming in number one on the list, Mary Kay Ash, the founder of Mary Kay Incorporated, started as a cosmetics business. While she didn't have a college education or any training, she successfully created a brand known throughout the world. To date, nearly 500,000 women have started Mary Kay businesses selling cosmetics. Their appreciation for Mary Kay Ash is unwavering. Richard Branson. He's best known for his thrill-seeking spirit and outrageous business tactics. He dropped out of the, out at the age of 16 and started his first successful business venture, Student Magazine. He's the owner of Virgin Brand. And
that guy's a billionaire.
Yeah, it's 360 companies. His companies include Virgin Megastore and Virgin Atlantic Airway.
Hmm.
Coco Chanel. An orphan for many years, Gabrielle Coco Chanel trained as a seamstress. Determined to invent herself, she threw out the ideas that fashion would deem feminine, boldly using fabrics and styles normally reserved for men. A perfume bearing her name, Chanel No. 5, kept her name famous. Simon Cowell started a mailroom for music publishing company, has since become an artist and repertoire A&R executive for Sony BMG in the UK, and a television producer and judge for the major television talent contests, including American Idol. So it's Simon Cowell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, Michael Dell with $1,000. Dedication and desire. Michael Dell dropped out of college at age 19 to start PCs Limited, later named Dell Incorporated. Dell became the most profitable PC manufacturer in the world. In 1996, Michael and Susan Dell Foundation offered a $50 million grant to the University of Texas at Austin to be used for children's health and education in the city.
Hmm.
Barry Diller.
I've got a Dell on my desk right now. There you go. Laptop.
Yeah, they're good ones. Barry Diller, Fox Broadcasting Company, was started by a college dropout. Diller is now chairman of Expedia.
Fox? Wow.
Yep. Expedia and CEO of IAC Interactive Corp, which includes Home Shopping Network and Ticketmaster.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I went into radio, because you didn't need any college, anything to get into the entertainment business.
Yeah, I kind of like the newer people on here on the list. It seems like some of the older ones are a little less accessible. Yeah.
Okay.
Walt Disney, having dropped out of high school at 16,
he's that's a huge name.
He's a huge name, but he's sort of less relevant. I mean, he died before I was born. You know,
I don't think that's any less relevant, because everyone knows who Disney is and everyone knows how successful the company is.
As long as you put him right next to the Branson guy who did the same thing, dropped out at 16.
Yeah.
His career accomplishments are astounding. The most influential animator, Disney holds the record for the most awards and nominations. Disney's imagination included cartoons and theme parks. Annual revenue is $30 billion a year.
What's your story? Did you make are you having a successful life without having gone to college? And will you tell us about it? 800-259-9231.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assured that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing. amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. And once again, that is shrine.freetalklive.com to get access and take a look. See shrine.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Nick joining us a little bit late, but better late than never. Good to have you here, as always. Nick from Free Minds TV. Now changing formats a little bit. Now doing a half-hour format instead of an hour. What encouraged you to go in that direction?
We just felt that, especially for the online viewers, people would rather watch a half an hour show than devote a full hour of their time.
It's easier for me, I can tell you that.
Right, and this way we still hit pretty much all the same topics, so there's just as much content. It's just faster paced, so people don't sit there and watch two heads on a screen talk, which nobody wants to see. So
cool.
We just run through it faster, and it's more interesting. So it has increased our web traffic, so looks like it was a good call.
Excellent. And you can see them at freemindstv.com or freekeen.com. We'll give you the update on Julia, my girlfriend's race for city council here in a moment, but let's continue the list, Mark. You've got 15 entrepreneurs who made it without going to college.
Made
in fact, many of them didn't even finish high school.
Yeah.
And that's what they tell you. They tell you that if you can't go to college, at least get your high school diploma, as though that really means something. Apparently it doesn't.
Debbie Fields, as a young 20-year-old housewife with no business experience, Debbie Fields started Mrs. Fields Chocolate Chippery. With a recipe for chocolate chip cookies, this young woman became the most successful cookie company owner.
Wow.
She later renamed the franchise and sold Mrs. Fields cookies.
Hmm.
Henry Ford. At 16, Henry Ford left home to apprentice as a machinist. He later started Ford Motor Company to manufacture automobiles, in case anybody doesn't know what Ford does. Ford's first major success, the Model T allowed Ford to open a large factory and later start the assembly line production, revolutionizing the automaking industry.
You know, I mentioned the word apprentice there with Ford.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that means, of course, you go and you shadow somebody and you learn how they do what they do. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you learn to do everything they do so you can replace them someday or take those skills on elsewhere.
Right.
It's essentially like an internship, but I guess apprentices get paid. I'm not positive.
Yeah, well, but the old apprentice programs, they sort of took them in as helpers, you know, and
right.
fed them and gave them a place to sleep and that kind of thing.
So I think that that underscores something really important about the way certain people decide to spend their time. Some people will spend 4 years of their life or more going to a university, while other people will spend that 4 years going and actually working and doing the things that they're interested in doing.
Right.
They may not be, you know, the high end, the person, they may not reach the level that they are looking to be in those 4 years, but they're learning a whole lot. They're learning the same things they might be learning in the university, and they're getting paid at the same time mm-hmm. to learn those things. So it just seems to make more sense to me, if you aren't going to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever you, you know, absolutely need to go to college for, if you can make it by just getting a foothold in the business that you're looking to get into, I think that's infinitely more valuable.
Yeah, you know, in one case you're going and you're spending $30,000 a year, in the other case you're going and you're making $30,000 a year or whatever.
Or, yeah, whatever.
Bill Gates, ranked as the world's richest person from 95 to 2006, Bill Gates was a college dropout. He started the largest computer software company, Microsoft Corporation. Gates and his wife are philanthropists, starting the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with a focus on global health and learning. Milton Hershey, with only a fourth grade education.
Wow.
Of course, fourth grade education was different back then.
It's true.
Milton Hershey started his own chocolate company. Hershey's Milk Chocolate became the first nationally marketed chocolate. Mm. Hershey's also focused on building a wonderful community for his workers known as Hershey, Pennsylvania. Steve Jobs, after attending one semester of college, Steve Jobs worked for Atari before co-founding Apple Computers. Now, without the computers in the name, Apple includes innovative products such as the iPod, iTunes, and most recently the iPhone. Steve Jobs was also the CEO and co-founder of Pixar before it merged with Walt Disney. Rachel Ray, despite having no formal training in culinary arts, Rachel Ray has made a name for herself in the food industry with numerous shows on Food Network and a talk show and cookbooks. High energy Rachel Ray doesn't slow down. She has also appeared in magazines as well as having her own magazine debut in 2006.
I've never seen any of her television shows.
I
don't have TV,
mm-hmm.
but that woman's all over the place.
Yeah.
I've seen her in the grocery store. I've seen her all on Dunkin' Donuts' front windows. I mean, she's everywhere.
And she says she knew she was a success when a website was dedicated to bashing her.
Yeah, there you go.
Ty Warner, sole owner, CEO, and chairman of Ty Incorporated. Ty Warner is a savvy yet private businessman. Ty Incorporated made $700 million in a single year with the Beanie Babies craze without spending money on advertising. No Beanie Baby advertisements.
Wow.
Ever. Yeah. He has since expanded to include Ty Girls Dolls, directly competing with Bratz. Frank Lloyd Wright. Having never attended high school, Frank Lloyd Wright surpassed all odds when he became the most influential architect of the 20th century. And he is. It's stuff's amazing. They have a lot of them in Chicago. Wright designed more than 1,100 projects, with about half actually being built. His designs have inspired numerous architects to look at the beauty around them and to add to it. His style is called the organic style, from what I understand. It's sort of modern, but fits into the, you know, the surroundings.
Very good.
Yeah, that's the list. And, you know, you can be...
That's just a handful, though.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you can be successful by going into business and learning there as opposed to going to college.
Did you go to college?
I took some college, just like you.
Yeah.
Just some.
I only took college because my parents wanted me to. You know, there wasn't... By the time I went into college, I already knew what I wanted to do. I was... And most kids, when they start college, they don't know what they want to do.
They know they want to drink and party.
Yeah. They change their major something like 3 times in the first couple years or something like that, I think, on average. And so most college kids don't know what they want. I wanted to be on the radio. And I was already on the radio by the time I started in college.
Why am I here?
So there wasn't really... And the things I learned in college, I had to unlearn because it was just too rigid. It was too regimented. And it wasn't really the way things were done in the real world. I mean, it's a totally different universe in college. it's just not the same. They I'm sure there's some valuable things you can learn there. But I didn't learn them.
Absolutely. The question is, how much do you learn? How much do you pay for each little bit that you learn in college? Is it worth what you're, what you would necessarily learn in the marketplace? I don't really like what they teach in college. You've got three classes a week, and if you decide not to show up, then you could still maybe get an A. I took college classes, missed some, and still got A.
As the youngest host on the show, 19, I believe.
Yes, yeah.
What are your college plans, if any?
I'm actually in the process of applying to Keene State right now.
Oh, okay.
But I actually know that I want to go for a management degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have a purpose in going to college.
I see.
However, I have heard similar advice to what you two are giving from people who've just gotten through college. In my circumstance, I have some money put away just for college that mm-hmm. I can use for that. So it makes sense for me to use it on college. Talking to people who took out student loans, a lot of times, I hear people saying, I wish I just hadn't gone to college and worked, at McDonald's or something, because they try to tell you when you start college, this is how much your debt's going to be for your student loans,
mm-hmm.
and this is how much you can expect to make once you have a college degree with the career path you're headed towards. And a lot of times they inflate what you can expect to make to pay off your debt.
A lot of times people don't even get, in fact, I think it's a 9 out of 10 times, people don't get jobs in the areas that they get degrees in.
Oh, I think that's quite common. I've met English majors who work in the food service industry. I mean, these days there are so many people going to college that people do just go because they feel they should go.
Right. It's a mistake.
When they could have just worked the same job they end up in anyway without racking up all that debt.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. If you want to tell us your story as far as were you able to be successful in life without going to college, is it all just a big myth? I mean, is it just a PR game to draw people into their business, which that's what it is.
It's good advertising is what it is.
Yeah, more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Psychology, ancient mysteries, paranormal phenomena, mythic culture, media awareness, science, and technology. Join us as we journey through the mysterious, the unexplained, the practical, and the unpredictable. What we know about ourselves and what we have yet to discover. We're extending the outer limits with your host, Michael Molinos, Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, only on GCN.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, to go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. We got all kinds of great Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and hoodies and DVD Classic Archive collector sets. We've got a lighter bottle opener combo. We've got flags and more. It's all there at store.freetalklive.com. Oh, did I mention the bumper stickers are for free? Head over to store.freetalklive.com. By the way, still to come, the details on the Keene election here as to how one of our co-hosts did running for city council. But first, your calls. Let's talk to Willis in Georgia on the amplifier line. Hello, Willis.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call and rant about going to college because I'm actually a doctor. I went to school. Like I said, I went to about 10 years of higher education.
Okay.
And the government has got it and completely destroyed health care as far as being a doctor goes, where it's very hard to make money compared to what it was like in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It gets worse by the day. So I've had people come in once in a while and will ask me, you know, if I should, they should go to school, become a doctor, they want to become someone in the medical field. And I used to say yes, but now I say no.
Why?
Because, well, like I said, it's a lot of times, you know, if you're just looking to make money, like people used to think, oh, doctors make all this money, they really don't anymore because your overhead's so ridiculously high dealing with paperwork and government, you know. I mean, Medicaid and Medicare just kill you if you take it. And so it's not a good profession like it used to be, so I try to put a warning out because here's an example of what I'm trying to say. My brothers, neither of them didn't even finish high school. And while I was in school for 10 years blowing money going to school, they were earning money in a career, and they make way more than I do.
Really?
Because, to a point because they've had 10 years of experience in a job. You know, what I really try to recommend is unless there's something super specialized you want to go to college for, just don't do it. Go start a good business. You know, go make money instead of spending money.
Now, how long has it been since you've been out of school?
Which school? College?
College.
15 years. 16
okay.
years.
So at this point, I mean, have you paid off all your loans? Are you doing that well?
I did really well when I first got out of practice, and I paid most of that off. But, loans are just, I'm telling you, let me give you an idea of what you can expect as a doctor or any sort of higher education. Is you go to, you know, school for $30,000, just undergrad. Then you go to graduate school or, well, a doctoral school, and that's another $100,000. Then you get out and you have to buy about $100,000 of equipment if you want to open your own practice and marketing and learning. So you're hundreds of thousands of dollars in the hole if you count that all that time, besides the money you spent, you didn't earn anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were spending money instead of earning money. So you're hundreds of thousands of dollars in the hole when you get out, and it takes quite a couple of years to earn that type of money to at least keep yourself afloat, especially if you're trying to open a practice yourself.
Sure.
So, you know, they put rose-colored glasses and you watch TV, and they just don't really tell you like it is out there. So if you guys are thinking about healthcare, don't do it.
Well,
find another profession.
Now, what about other job fields in the healthcare field, such as nursing and EMTs? Because I know those don't require nearly as much schooling, and I personally know a few people in the healthcare field in those job slots.
I think those are hit or miss, because I know a lot of guys that are nurses and women that are definitely not happy in getting tossed around. And I know some that really like what they do. And some people, you know, they really like what they do, and that's great for them. But if you're looking to actually make money like a business owner, medical's getting really hard to do that. If you want to be a millionaire, that's probably not where I'd look.
You know, this is one of the problems with the government's continued involvement in the healthcare system is that it's driving good people out. It's driving people like you. I mean, you are having second thoughts. You wish you could take it all back to some extent. And you're recommending that people don't get into the business who normally would be excited and who normally would really want to do this. You're saying, whoa, think about this again.
Ian, I wish someone had said that to me, saying, hey, you know, take off the rose-colored glasses and look at what you're going to be coming into. Because if you understand that's what you're walking into, that's great. But nobody tells you like it is.
Now, Willis, how much did you enjoy practicing medicine? Because, you know, you're talking about, you know, getting in and enjoying, wanting to make money and that kind of thing. Did you enjoy your work?
Sure, I enjoyed it. But you can be around the medical field and enjoy it without having to go to 10 years of school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's other ways to help people.
We had one of our callers suggest that you could go and get a gig. I forget exactly how you do this, but he said that essentially you go and you work for a hospital, and they pay for you to train so you can continue to get more certifications and that sort of thing as you slowly advance through the ranks.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, you remember when we were like kids, they would always be like, oh, go be a doctor or a lawyer because you make a ton of money.
They absolutely did.
And that's, you know, that was always hand in hand. You know, go marry a doctor, they make a lot of money. Here go. So to say, you know, that there's money's not part of the equation, silly. Because, you know, of course you want to find a job where you like helping people. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you got to get paid too. You're putting a huge amount of debt and risk just to be in this profession, to get in the game.
Right. It would be a real shame if a doctor, you know, just doesn't make enough money to pay off their student loans and is scraping for money.
Doctors should be rich. They're helping people's, you know, lives. They're helping them be healthier and feel better and live longer. I mean, you should get rewarded.
People want to go through that kind of schooling and stand up and say, yeah, slap me with another 4 years of, you know, biophysics and mechanics. And, you know, that's a special type of person that's willing to take that type of abuse and, you know, academic abuse. So kudos, you know. I think that, yes, there's good doctors out there, and yes, they're making money, but I think Ian's right on the head. His government's just got in and ruined it. We're to the point where I would practice again. You know, my practice now is all cash. I don't touch insurance. I don't touch Medicaid, Medicare.
Really?
It really ticks people off. I mean, you know, you lose a lot of patients, but it's just not worth the headaches.
Wow, that's interesting because, you know, we had talked about Ron Paul had mentioned
Ron Paul
one of his,
that, right?
You know, one of his associates in the medical industry also worked a similar style business. But even though you don't take Medicare or Medicaid, you managed to make it work for yourself.
Yeah, but I'm also small scale. You know, I used to be really big when I took that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm small, but, you know, at the end of the day, I still bring home the same amount of money. So
yeah, interesting. Yeah, it's very likely that that's the case because you don't have all the secretaries and all the assistants and the office staff to run all this paper back and forth.
It's ridiculous. I had two employees just to chase money.
Right.
I mean, just to collect money that people owed me for bills that government or insurance companies would pretend they don't owe.
Wow.
I mean, I had to hire people full-time.
And you had to manage those people. You were in charge of that office. You had to manage those people to some extent or another.
You needed SACL CAI.
I actually use SACL. They're actually chasing some of my money right now.
That's fantastic.
There you go.
Very good, man. Thanks for the story, dude.
Hey,
we appreciate hearing from you.
I just saying, go. My advice would be, you know, find a business you really like. Study business and buy a business or start one. Instead of going to college, unless you just want to go and party and have a good time. I mean,
well, you can party without paying $30,000 a year if you want.
Hell of a party.
Thanks, Willis. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. I just, it's just a sad story. I mean, we want people to be in the medical profession.
How many doctors have we talked to on this show that have said they have gotten out of the business because of all the government paperwork?
Certainly enough to be memorable. I certainly recall at least a handful of them.
No, you know, this isn't the doctor show
or anything
like that, but, you know, quite a few, at least three, four have called in and said that same thing, and that's, if four called this dinky little show, how many more people?
You know, I find that tragic because if the good guys, the ones that are really interested in getting into this business but also want to make a profit, you know, if the entrepreneurial style doctors aren't getting into the business, then that means that you're going to be left with the mediocre ones, right? I mean, the ones that are just getting in because they want to get in and they might not be that great, but none of the other really excellent doctors are getting in so much these days. Maybe they've chosen to do something else. I mean,
I don't know what it says about the pool of doctors that's left afterwards, but it does say that we are diminishing a very important pool of workers.
I mean, which doctors are better, the doctors in the Soviet Union or the doctors in America at that time? I mean, the ones, there's just some just don't have the motivation in the socialist system. The incentives aren't there. The motivation isn't there. And the American system, the American medical system, is mostly socialized.
Right,
not all the way.
Half of the dollars are spent by the government.
More than half.
Right,
a little more than half of the dollars spent by government. That means it's mostly government controlled, and the dollars is just one factor. Then there's all the regulations on top of that, and the paperwork, and the rules, and the, you know, all the nonsense and the hoops that these people have to jump through. I mean, it's an incredible burden on the industry. And I just think that's a tragic story. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So my college degree, I have an associate's in radio and television broadcasting, which essentially that means I went and took a bunch of math classes and English classes and then, you know, one voice and diction class, which, again, I had to unlearn everything from.
Right. They told you to pop your peas.
The other things were, you know, mostly TV production related because there wasn't really anything about radio at the school that I went to. So it was useless for me. Just a waste of time. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 2's on the way. Bill's going to tell us his college story, and we'll take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.